Drummer Hal Blaine died yesterday at the age of 90. Blaine helped shape the sound of American music in the 1960s. He was part of the Wrecking Crew, a loose collective of Los Angeles session musicians. Blaine's drumming can be heard on more than 100 top 10 hits from Sam Cooke to the Beach Boys, and Pura's Andrew Limbong has this remembrance.
Though he spent most of his career in the background, Hal Blaine stepped out front in 1963. When he opened the Ronettes' Be My Baby. But you've also heard him play for Elvis Presley,
a little less conversation,
Sonny and Cher,
I got you, babe,
Simon and Garfunkel, Frank and Nancy Sinatra, The Crystals.
He's a rebel and you'll never be any good. He's a rebel cause he never does what he should. Just because he...
Hal Blaine was prolific and versatile. He was born in 1929 in Holyoke, Massachusetts. As a kid, he grew up watching the drummers for his favorite big bands. After a stint in the Army, he cut his teeth drumming in strip clubs after school.
So you get all these new women coming in dancing, throwing this music at you, and you had to read it immediately.
In a 2008 documentary about the legendary session musicians called The Wrecking Crew, Blaine talked about how the experience was great training for sight reading.
To this day, I can sit down and throw any kind of music in front of me, and I will, you know, it might be the hardest thing in the world, but I'll be completely relaxed to it, and nobody will know that inside I'm saying, holy cow, this is really something.
Session musicians never get the same kind of recognition that comes with actually being in a band like the Beach Boys, but Hal Blaine told WHYY's Fresh Air in 2001 that he didn't mind.
Not at all, because I knew what it was leading to, because my phone started ringing off the hook with from Phil Spector dates and Beach Boys dates. All of a sudden I was getting calls for Elvis Presley and Mamas and the Papas. I mean, everybody came out of the woodwork.
Hal Blaine was eventually recognized. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2000 and awarded a Lifetime Achievement Grammy last year. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.